Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, May 4th. I'm Ariana Spiru for The Wall Street Journal. A jury has found four leading figures of the Proud Boys guilty of seditious conspiracy. This is the gravest charge brought in connection with the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Today's verdict left some charges against a fifth member of the far-right group undecided and came more than a week after the jury started deliberating. The trial dragged out for more than 3 months over legal objections and other courtroom wrangling between federal prosecutors and defense lawyers. This marks a significant victory for the Justice Department, which had invoked the rarely used seditious conspiracy charge. Canadian lender Toronto Dominion Bank and Tennessee-based First Horizon Bank have called off their $13.4 billion merger. The banks cited regulatory hurdles in canceling the deal. The deal's collapse comes at a difficult time for mid-sized lenders, following the seizure and sale of First Republic Bank to JPMorgan Chase on Monday. Stocks for regional banks tumbled this morning, despite reassurance from the Federal Reserve that the banking system is on solid footing. A TD Bank spokeswoman declined to comment in an emailed statement on the bank's discussions with regulators. Brian Jordan, First Horizon CEO, said that TD and First Horizon didn't discuss extending the timeline for the deal, lowering the price, or changing its structure. And the European Central Bank is slowing the pace of rate increases and raising its key rate to 3.25%, stepping down from half-point increases. The bank also said it would reduce its bond holdings at a faster pace starting in July, a move that's likely to weigh further on the economic growth and inflation. This comes after the Federal Reserve nudged rates higher yesterday, but signaled it could be done lifting rates after that. The ECB gave no explicit guidance on future interest rate decisions and said its decisions would be based on fresh economic data and would aim to ensure a timely return of inflation to its 2% target. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.